This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So we're going to talk about the latest thing in the world of the gun with the man that watches what the people of the gun have to say. His name is Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com. How goes it?
It goes well, sir. How does it go for you?
It goes okay for me. With each and every passing day, as I try to manifest some form of empathy for that disgusting waste of skin, Alec Baldwin, he keeps coming back with, I'll have to explain this to you at a later date. It is very obvious that he is not having the feelings of remorse that normally somebody would have from killing somebody. Because he hasn't learned nothing, because he got out there today, you got the article out about it, he believes having police on the set would take better care of the guns, when in fact nobody was taking care of the guns on his production that he was in charge of.
Yeah, Mr. Baldwin never fails to fail, and he never fails to expose his ignorance when it comes to anything having to do with firearms, the Second Amendment, gun rights, gun safety, apparently running a safe and responsible movie production. The whole aftermath of the Rust shooting has devolved into a frenzy of finger pointing and blame shifting. And the latest apparent manifestation of that is Baldwin throwing out his great galaxy brain idea for improving safety on movie sets in the future. And we've had a number of these, you know, we've had certain actors have come out and said, you know, they won't work with firearms on sets anymore. They'll only do, you know, fake guns and put in the flashes. Computers. I think The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, said that that's what he's going to do. We've seen other armorers say, you know, there's no reason to use real firearms on sets anymore now that computers can put in those effects very easily. And I may not agree with that. I haven't had enough experience to know how that's done. It seems like an overreaction, especially when you consider that. What, we've had guns on movie sets for, what, nigh on 100 years now?
Yep.
You can literally count the number of serious accidents, you know, people getting killed or seriously injured on one hand, and that's because the industry has armorers and people who have the knowledge and have safety procedures and protocols to make sure that these things don't happen. And you have productions that use a whole hell of a lot more guns than Rust ever would have, I'm sure. You know, you look at something, shoot 'em ups like something like a Private Ryan or
a
John Wick movie. Yeah, Heat, for God's sake. All these things, and they're using guns, and they're using them safely, and they do these things every day, thousands of times, you know, tens of thousands of times over the history of movie production. But in any case, Mr. Baldwin's big brainstorm is really what we need to do instead of apparently hiring competent, experienced armorers, is we need a cop on every set to ensure safety. And that is so brainless and stupid that you'd laugh at it if it just wasn't so dumb and ignorant.
How long is the pistol part of, or the weapons part of a police academy? Do you know? Is it a couple of weeks? Or?
You know, I don't know that. But what I do,
they just have to get good enough to qualify, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they do that exactly once a year. And just because a guy walks around with a gun on his belt every day doesn't mean he's a gun safety expert. And those of us who spent any time around cops in a gun range know that, have learned that the hard way. Just watch them handle their firearms.
Sure.
Not a thing, they're all that way. But certainly...
I've been muzzled by one or two.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And think about it. You're right. These guys qualify once a year. And most cops never have to draw their gun, let alone fire around. So these are not experts. Baldwin would have embarrassed himself less if he said we should have an NRA-certified range safety officer on every set. Those people know more about gun safety and running a safe firearms environment than the average cop does, certainly. But really what you have to do is you have to not run a half-ass production that reportedly cut corners everywhere they were operating, an operation where six or seven members of the production crew quit in the days before the accident, for a whole range of issues, including safety on set.
Well, the cinematographer was giving up rentals on certain equipment she needed to film the film in order to help out with the other aspects of the budget. And this is what that's what it boils down to. Baldwin didn't want to spend the money.
Correct.
I don't know if he didn't have the money. I don't know what the status was, but I mean, in other places, like with John Wick, I know the guys involved with the whole John Wick part of building the guns and building the turning them into props and everything. They just said okay. They went out and did it and said and presented a bill. They didn't get out there and say, well, how much can we spend? They just said this is what it's going to take, and somebody greenlit it.
Right. Instead, Baldwin hired a 22 or 23-year-old woman whose father was an experienced armorer, but she
right.
only worked on one other production in her life. So he hired her because she was cheap, not because she was experienced, not because she was good at her job, but because she was cheap. So there was a whole series of events that went into, that contributed to the disaster that happened. And now he thinks that the solution for this is to have a cop on the set of any set of any movie that, you know, where there are guns. It's insane.
Well, so obviously he hasn't learned nothing from this little thing, because I know that he should be somewhere in some corner reliving this over and over again, seeing this happening over and over again. Obviously he is shaking it off a lot faster than I thought he should. But anyway, that's all beside the point, because we'll pick this up on the other side if you want to, but... truth about guns. This is an aggregator of news that they create. They have the writers. They have the reviewers. They have the connections. When they do breaking news, it is so... I mean, sometimes Dan will send me a text, and I'll be like, wow, I haven't heard this anywhere. I wonder if Dan got it right. Then everybody else will catch up about an hour later, and I'm like, yeah, of course Dan gets it right. That's thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, arrowprecisionusa.com. Now then, Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And I just want to ask you a question there, boss, if I may.
Please.
So with SHOT Show, what are your thoughts on SHOT Show?
My thoughts are I'm planning to be there if they're going to have it.
Well, those are mine, too. Those are mine, too. But here's my thing. This is my thing. I don't know right now if I'm going to be on Radio Row yet or not. I don't think that's actually been worked out at this particular moment. So my presumption is I'm not going to be. So how nice is it up there in the press room?
It's a great place to get work done. It's also a great place to BS and not get work done.
Yeah.
You know, the room's nicely divided, so you can do either one you want.
So can I get up there and set up my lights and everything and do my TV interviews and do my radio stuff, pre-records there, too?
Oh, I'm guessing you can. That's a pretty big room. You could probably go back to the back of that room somewhere and set yourself up, and I'm guessing the NSSF media people who are very accommodating won't have a problem with that.
Well, they gave me the media pass again. I mean, they did, as a matter of fact, they called me up and said, take the media pass, please.
Good. So,
I mean, they have coffee there, don't they?
They do. They've got more than coffee. They're very
I live on coffee. That's the thing. I live on coffee. So anyway. Now, do you think it's actually going to come off and occur?
I think it will. I was kind of worrying after the news of SIG pulling out. I thought that might lead to a sort of a domino effect of other companies deciding not to be there.
I heard, who was it? One of the AR-15 builders has dropped out of it, too.
I had not heard. Who is this?
And I can't remember who it is. It's one of the big ones.
Okay.
Daniel Defense.
Oh, really?
I heard that, but I can't corroborate that.
Okay. SIG is the only major name that I've heard so far. Doesn't mean I might have missed some. But so far I haven't heard of any other big defections. So that probably doesn't mean it can't still happen, but that's a good sign so far. And it seems that, you know, infections and all that have gone down pretty much nationwide. Things seem to be back to something approaching normal in most places. So I'm hoping the whole thing happens. Certainly for the NSSF's sake. Again, if it happens, I'll be there.
Well, I'm hoping it happens too. I mean, first of all, I'm going to drive. I'm driving.
Really? Not going to fly? That's a long drive for you.
Well, it may be a long drive for me, but I mean, last time I flew, I caught COVID-19.
Well, I've flown a lot in the last year and a half, probably, I don't know, 8-9 times. And somewhere along there, I caught it. I just never knew that I did because I tested positive for antibodies. So, oh, well.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you.
You're not likely to catch it again, are you, if you have antibodies?
Well, you know, I don't know. They're so busy out there saying you can catch it 26 times, even if you had the vaccine, which means that's not a vaccine that you caught. You just got a shot.
I've had that too.
Yeah. The last two times that I've flown to SHOT Show, I have been so. I used to fly Southwest, and then they started having to ground planes, and they have this school bus mentality. You know, they don't assign seats, so when you go in and get into a seat, they never have a flight that isn't completely sold out with about 15 people more than they should have. So then, you know, if you're trying to, you know, they won't push back until every seat is filled, and maybe even the restroom. And so I got out of Southwest and I started flying Delta. And with those guys, they don't do that. They just overbook it. And then they'll just hold you up in Atlanta when I'm trying to come from Greenville to Atlanta to Vegas. They held us up in Atlanta for three hours. And, they're offering me like a $400 gift certificate to Target. And that would be just laughable now with the supply chain issue, wouldn't it? Because it'd be like, there's nothing at Target. Nothing at Target for me. So I found one with all the semiconductors, too. Found a 2021 Ford F-150.
Nice.
And this is what all the other dogs that drive to SHOT Show, they're always in big pickup trucks because they say the frame can take the ride and everything and the long drive. And I'm going to mount a couple of spare gas cans in the back and some other things just so I don't have any issues. Yeah.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's only 2,000 miles. Big deal. Big deal. But I'm waiting to see if that happens because I will be out of the loop for a little bit while I'm in transit. I'm imagining 3 days there and 3 days back just to cover all the bases.
Yeah, there's no reason to push yourself too hard. Don't drive, 12, 14 hours at a time.
I figure 700 miles a day, get it done. And I drive about 90 miles an hour, so, I mean, what we're talking 6 hours per day.
It'll fly by.
So I was just curious about that. I've been up there a couple of times, but I've never set up shop there. And I don't know what will happen as far as Radio Row is concerned. I got my problems with Radio Row at the moment. So I don't know if they're going to if I can make up with them. So it may just be the press room for me.
Well, I'm sure you'll make it work wherever you are.
Well, the good thing about it is I won't have to listen to Tom Gresham's over-modulating monitor speakers while we're out there trying to talk and he's broadcasting to everybody there.
Does he blast his broadcast?
Absolutely he does. And I mean, I like Tom. Tom's a good guy. But he's loud. My own work to do over here. I got my own stuff to do. I don't want to be doing my show and broadcast Tom Gresham's show, too.
Anyway.
Hang on for me. We're going to the next break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. What we just talked about had nothing to do with it, but it does have to do with his work. And if we get to go to SHOT Show, Dan and his crew will be working hard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is touting the infrastructure bill that President Biden will soon sign. Buttigieg saying the legislation makes an historic investment in public transportation.
It's going to replace thousands of outdated buses with clean zero-emission vehicles and aging rail cars with state-of-the-art new ones.
He also insisted that his department will be on the lookout for fraud and mismanagement of federal dollars. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is continuing on Monday. Gage Grossenkrutz testified. He was one of the three men who was shot by Rittenhouse on the night of August 25, 2020, during the riots in Kenosha, that he was only shot after he pulled his gun on Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse on trial for allegedly killing two riders and looters. More news at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News. The opposition to nationwide mask mandates continue.
What said to be a massive nationwide strike against vaccine mandates will take place this week, starting in Los Angeles today. The walkout involving people from various industries such as trucking and telecom, air and rail transport workers, although not federally allowed to go on strike due to the Railway Labor Act, plan to protest anonymously. Hundreds of thousands of people expected to take part in what's being described as a four-day nationwide walkout. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The CDC is warning parents not to give young children pain medications before getting them vaccinated for COVID-19. The health agency is saying pain relievers such as ibuprofen and aspirin might decrease antibody responses to the vaccine in children ages 5 to 11. The CDC also warning that anti-inflammatory medications such as Motrin and Advil could interfere with the body's ability to fully respond to the vaccine. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Zan Zimmerman, he is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And this is an interesting little ditty we've got here. Democrat states must rage against the dying of the civilian disarmament light.
Yeah. The Nation has a writer named Ellie Mistal who is as delusional and far left and woke as they come. And he is highly exercised at the fact that the New York may issue concealed carry permit operation is likely going to be overturned by the Supreme Court. And he says that, you know, he states his argument in such measured terms as saying that homosexuals may argue that lethal phallic symbols are the only things that compensate for their feelings of fear, but I know who these people will be shooting at. And, of course, he goes on to say that, of course, these people will be shooting at black people like him. Because to people like Mistal, everything is racism. Never mind the fact that a group of New York City public defenders have written a very eloquent friend of the court brief on the side of the NRA and the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association because they see so many of their clients, some of these very same black and brown people that Mistal is talking about, persecuted because they can't adequately exercise their Second Amendment rights. These are people that are advocating for the overturning of or declaring the New York State's May issue system unconstitutional because it discriminates against black and brown people. In the end, Mistoff says conservatives control the Supreme Court, and with that power, they intend to keep us living the most violent in the most violent, wealthy country on earth. The few states Democrats control must rage against the dying of light. In other words, exactly. The light in Mistoff's estimation is keeping as many black and brown people disarmed as possible. Because as we all know, and as statistics show, black and brown people and other minorities are disproportionately burdened by gun control laws. They have been all along, now, and most of them were the target of these laws to begin with, these decades and centuries ago.
So I don't know this much about this Elie Mistal. Is Elie Mistal a black person?
Yes.
Okay. So here's my problem with all this. This is my problem with all this, okay? You know, I was looking at, once again, we see old Kaepernick. He's coming out and talking. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick was raised in a white household. When he went and saw the Boys in the Hood, he was like, where's that happening? I mean, this is not his background. He's not some street guy. He's not some guy that comes from a poor background. And yet, they don't ever talk. They talk about the cops doing it all the time. Except, and I agree that there's plenty of issues within the police departments. But I mean, why doesn't Black Lives Matter, for example? Since that is he a Black Lives Matter proponent?
I don't know specifically, but given the other things he's talking about here, I assume that he is.
So why don't they go to Chicago? Why don't they go down the middle of the inner city of Chicago and get out there going, brothers, sisters, listen, we got to quit killing each other. Because if you ask black people in these areas, they'll tell you right up front, I don't understand Black Lives Matter because they don't ever come here. Because we're killing each other.
Come there. Correct. And not only did that come there, but when those people in those urban environments are surveyed, they, in large proportion, great majorities of them, want either the same number of cops on the street or more than are currently there. They are far and away against defunding police departments, reducing cops on the street. That's the last thing they want to see because they know how dangerous their neighborhoods and the streets that they have to live on are, and they don't want to see that made any worse when that's exactly what's happened in the last year and a half.
I mean, I just don't get that stuff because it's – I agree that the urban centers have – way too much violence going on. But, I mean, there's a reason for that violence, and that's because of the leftist ideology that's been in place, the lack of family structure, the lack of economic opportunity, the lack of educational opportunity.
All of those root cause situations are certainly there. But even worse and even more unexcusable is what has been put in place to a great degree in the last year and a half, but even going back before that, and what we're talking about there is, of course, defunding the police. We're talking about zero bail laws, and we're talking about far left social justice prosecutors who refuse to prosecute a huge swath of criminals that come through the
yep.
system,
yep.
Turning those people back out on the streets to violate again and to prey on the same people that Mr. Mistal here claims to represent and be so concerned about.
Yeah. I look at some of this stuff and I, you know, giving the gun nuts a giant gift. Well, hey, some of the gun nuts are black Americans, and I'm glad they have gotten, I'm glad black American women are arming themselves.
Yeah, that's the good news. A huge and increasing proportion of gun owners in this country are, in effect, black people that and other minorities that Mustafa is talking about here, and they are increasingly deciding that availing themselves of their rights to keep and bear arms is a good thing. It'll allow them to defend themselves and defend their families when the deluded people that are running the governments in the cities in which they live are actively working to make their lives and their neighborhoods more dangerous.
Indeed. That kind of stuff. That, I don't have time to ask you this, but I'm going to ask you this on the other side when we're coming up on the next break. Simply because media and some things have sort of changed, and apparently it's not apparent to some of these yahoos, and it makes me wonder where their heads at. But anyway, coming up on the next break, you can catch Dan at thetruthaboutguns.com, a vicious aggregator of news. They get out there, they're just constantly at it. 10 articles a day, 15 articles a day. I don't know where they stop. They're probably still going to do it after we get done here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And I want to ask you this, and I mean, do you ever actually run up against just the general conservative news types when in your travels and everything that you do, all these things you go to?
What do you mean by run up against? Do I meet some of them?
Meet some of them, talk amongst them, that kind of thing.
I certainly see them at SHOT, and I've seen them at NRA and places like that. I've talked to a few of them. I'm usually busy. They're usually busy. But, yeah, it happens from time to time.
So in the when you're talking to them and – I'm thinking about the guys on the other side, but I mean, have you ever noticed how amongst the guys that are ostensibly on our side, how light they are on statistics and facts and trends and things that have happened that we actually use on a daily basis to back up our position that an armed society is a polite society? Have you ever noticed that?
How light they are, you said?
As far, you know, they just don't know much about it.
True. Because whichever side of the ideological spectrum they may be on, they are, for the most part, highly educated, highly credentialed people who have
right.
gone through, you know, the same system as the people on the other side, and for the most part, haven't grown up with guns and only know what they read about them. Now, if they're on the conservative side, they may take a little more time to talk to people who do know about firearms. Some of them actually do shoot, you know, which is nice. You know, but, you know, they are, for the most part, mainstream media journalists. And that
right.
it means that, for the most part, they don't know any more about guns than, you know, than the lamppost down the street.
But, I mean, nowadays with the Internet, and I mean, when you think about it, I don't even know. Does anybody actually sell the Encyclopedia Britannica ever since they came out with the iPhone? Because you can get all the knowledge you need out of a smartphone
yeah.
now, right?
So yeah, there's no excuse anymore.
Given the times we live in now where if somebody says, well, you know, 300 million people got killed this weekend. Really? And then we can go look that up and see whether that actually happened or not. Given those facts, have they not yet figured out on the left in media, like this Elie Mystel fella, where they're out there saying this is a great gift to the gun nuts, when, you know, you got 41 states that have shall issue already, while there has been a spike in crime, there hasn't been as much of a spike in crime in these areas where there shall issue. We know that 75 counties in the United States are the most violent places to go out of 3,140 counties. And all of those 75 counties are in blue states. We know this. So, I mean, it's a very simple mathematical problem. You know, it's almost like a see Dick run, see Jane run, see Spot run. It's like the kindergarten readers that I used to see when I was a kid, and when I was 5 years old. It's a very simple mathematical problem to look at, and you don't have to be a genius to take it to get the answer out of it. And yet, despite this, are they just not looking? Do they know the answers? Do they know that they're actually providing misinformation? What do you think it is?
It's a little of everything. But you're right. There's no excuse because the information is out there. Anyone who's writing about guns, who knows that they don't know much about them, has to do is call someone like me, like you, like all kinds of people who are more than willing to help them. They can call the NSSF, who I know deal with the press every day, and they hold range sessions for mainstream media people occasionally in Washington, D.C. and in other places to educate them, just to give them a little basic knowledge about guns so that, you know, in the sometimes futile hope that the next time they write about something, they'll actually know a little bit about their topic. The information is out there. And you mentioned that, you know, there are 43 states out there that are shall issue. And this all came up in the Supreme Court arguments last week. You know, some of the judges' questions were astoundingly naive. And, of course, I don't expect the average Supreme Court justices to know much about guns. I mean, the only one who I know who did was Scalia. He at least was a shooter. He loved to hunt birds. They talked about, you know, the what would happen if in a state like New York, you know, all of a sudden the presumption would be on the part of the individual that he would have the right to keep and bear arms without sufficient oversight and permission granted by the state of New York. And what the plaintiff's side attorney argued correctly is, hey, you know, what do you think happens in the 43 other states in the country where that is the law and has been the law, for decades? And what he didn't mention, which I wish he had, was there are now, 23 states that have no permission required at all. They have constitutional carry, or he would have called it permitless carry, where you don't need any permission at all to carry a gun. So it's not as if this is some magical or dangerous or unprecedented experiment that the plaintiffs are seeking to run here in the Empire State. This is something that is a fact of life on the ground in most of the country. And there are only 7 states in which the government has decided that the average citizen is too irresponsible to be trusted with the right to keep and bear arms unless they have some sort of extraordinary circumstances and can demonstrate a special need to carry arms outside the home.
Well, when you talk about, they could call you, they could call me. Normally, they call the Giffords, or they call Everytown, or they call the Violence Policy,
of course,
Violence Prevention Center, or the Coalition to Stop Handgun Violence, or whatever. Whatever they call themselves nowadays, normally that's who they call them. Then they get fed more misinformation and more politically generated terms and all this other stuff. And they never, ever, if they're actually seeking truth, during the last little bit, I've been having to do an interview here and there regarding what Alec Baldwin has done. And I was on a TV show in Sacramento, and they really, They were like, should we not have real guns on sets? And I said, well, listen, you guys are, this guy was skirting union safety rules by filming in New Mexico, right? And he also, apparently there's no one standard. And if they're going to have real guns on, which is unfathomable to me in this day and age, they certainly should never have real ammo with them. So this was just a bunch of fails on a very basic level. And they were like nodding like, I never thought about that. And I was just like, oh, my God. So anyway, I didn't say that out loud, though. I did keep my cool.
Well, that's good. You don't want to show them up too badly.
Yeah. I didn't want to show them up too bad. In any event, though, I just that whole little subterfuge they try to play, where they're like, "Well, we're going to give the gun nuts a giant gift. We've already had it, pal. Come to my state and tell me what you think about it. Come to Texas. Go to Texas and tell me what you think about it." Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me, sir. As always,
absolutely. Always good to have Dan, because Dan is a font of information, because that's all they push out there. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. The articles they push, the volume, crazy hot. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.